Hey there, Tech Wars. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming your life from the clutches of your phone. Ever feel like you're in a constant tug of war with that little screen? One minute you're scrolling mindlessly, the next you've missed an hour of your day, and honestly, probably haven't even learned anything new. Sound familiar? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into mindfulness techniques today, because let's face it, being present in our lives means being present offline too. Now, before you roll your eyes and think mindfulness, I promise this isn't about chanting in a lotus pose. We're talking simple, practical strategies that can actually make a difference. And trust me, the payoff is huge. Less stress, more focus, deeper connections, it's like hitting the reset button on your relationship with technology. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep you grounded and connected. 1. Become a label detective. Your phone loves to hijack your attention. Every notification, every buzz, every little vibration screams, "Look at me." The first step is awareness. Start labeling those sensations: pain, vibration, notification. Just by naming it, you create a tiny but powerful barrier. It's like saying, "Hold on a sec, I see you there, but I'm not automatically reacting." 2. Embrace the power of intention. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, "What am I really hoping to achieve here? Are you genuinely seeking information or just craving a distraction?" It is the latter. Try something else, take a walk, listen to music, call a friend. 3. Schedule tech breaks. We're not talking about quitting cold turkey though. If that works for you, power to you. Instead, block out specific time slots where technology is off limits. Dinner with family? Phone tucked away in another room? Enjoying a good book? Leave your phone on silent and let yourself truly get lost in the story. 4. Find your offline joy. What activities make you feel truly alive and engaged? Reading, painting, gardening, playing an instrument, whatever it is, double down on those things. Remember that feeling of pure joy and satisfaction? That's where real fulfillment lies. 5. Practice digital detox days. Once a week, challenge yourself to unplug completely. No scrolling, no emails, no social media. Use this time to reconnect with yourself, your loved ones, and the beauty of the world around you. You'll be surprised how much more present and energized you feel. Let's talk about real life for a second. Remember that last time you were at dinner with friends or family, but you felt like you were half present because you kept checking your phone? Yeah, we've all been there. Maybe you missed out on a funny story, didn't fully engage in the conversation, or even worse, made someone feel unimportant because you were distracted by that little screen. That's exactly what can happen when we let our phones take over our lives. It feels like we're losing control of our time and attention, which can lead to stress, anxiety, and a sense of disconnect from the people around us. The good news is, mindfulness techniques can help break this cycle. Think about it. When you're truly present in the moment, you savor every delicious bite of your meal, listen intently to what others are saying, and feel that sense of connection and belonging. You're not just existing, you're living. That's the power of mindfulness. It allows us to reclaim our attention and create more meaningful experiences. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Become a label detective, embrace intention, schedule tech breaks, find your offline joy, and practice digital detox days. These strategies aren't just about reducing screen time, they are about cultivating a healthier, more balanced relationship with technology, one that empowers you to live a richer, more fulfilling life. Ready to ditch the distraction and reclaim your power? I know you got this. Let's keep the conversation going. Share your experiences, thoughts, and insights on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. And remember, every step you take towards a healthier relationship with technology is a victory worth celebrating. See you in the next episode, where we'll be diving into even more strategies to help you beat screen addiction and live your best life, phone-free or at least, phone-lighter.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.